Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 14th of June. The United States continues its inflation theme with another set of releases today, albeit lesser releases. Yesterday's producer price inflation figures confirmed disinflationary trends, coming in lower than expected across all of the key metrics. That follows on from a consumer price inflation report that was showing ongoing disinflation and deflation in its components. It's worth noting that some of this is not actually going to be experienced by the consumer. Lowering the fantasy owner's equivalent rent benefits no one who lives in the real world. Distortions in the seasonal adjustment process, a hangover from the pandemic, deliberately take reality and then manipulate it without anyone actually experiencing it. Nevertheless, the overall bias is to disinflation. Today's pricing data is import and export prices from the United States. Import prices have only a very vague link to the prices that US consumers pay. Most of what consumers spend when they are buying an imported good goes to cover what happens after the goods arrive dockside. It's also worth remembering that both President Trump and President Biden have imposed taxes on US consumers that are applied after the import price stage. We'll get Michigan consumer sentiment today, which, as ever, will include a breakdown of Republican and Democrat sentiment with regards to the overall economy. The inflation expectations component is not broken down in this way, although it is almost certainly distorted. Republicans overwhelmingly believe inflation is one of the biggest problems facing the United States, with a far higher proportion being concerned than is the case amongst Democrats. The Bank of England publishes its inflation attitude survey today, which is of some interest as markets consider when, rather than whether, the bank will cut rates. The sharp drop in household energy prices under the weird price-fixing scheme that the UK operates was relatively visible in recent months, and that may have an impact on inflation expectations. The data, as a survey of consumer inflation expectations, tells us little to nothing about where inflation is actually likely to go, but it can help tell a story for those members of the Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of England who are looking to support rate cuts. Over in Japan, the Bank of Japan has announced that it will scale back its purchases of Japanese government bonds. This was widely expected, and so it's not a cause for a great deal of market movement. However, there is what might possibly be considered a degree of caution in the announcement. The Bank of Japan has not said how much it is scaling back the purchases. That will be decided at the next meeting after consultation with market participants. Assuming that the scaling back is limited in scope to maybe two-thirds of the current level, the impact on bond markets should be fairly marginal. Of course, this may constitute a tightening of central bank policy overall. That assumes that liquidity demand is falling more slowly than the future tightening of quantitative policy. The prospect for interest rate increases needs to be considered in that context. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.